broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, August the 8th, 2022, 12 minutes past the hour. 73 degrees and partly sunny skies, and why should it surprise me that we have another gloomy day? And as I say, I hate to say this because I don't want it to be this way, but this has been, June came in great. The month of June was sunny, and it was nice weather, and everything was good. And then came the month of July. Then came the fair. And now we're 8 days into the month of August, and it seems like every day, even though we do have some nice weather from time to time, it seems like every day, at some point, it gets overcast, it gets gloomy, it rains, something happens. I don't understand how we got so gloomy this particular summer. You know, and the kids, I think a lot of the kids are heading back to school next week. So it's just right around the corner. This weather, you know, it depresses people. Because when you can't go out and do things because of the rain, or it's just like this morning, I'm sitting here in the office, and it's, I don't have a light on, and it's almost like it's nighttime. It's kind of so overcast and dark. But we deal with it. We go on. You know, when there's nothing else to talk about, you can always talk about the weather. As we kick off the Monday morning broadcast here, I do want to again thank Phyllis Shirk for her late birthday gift to me, because I was not in the studio in February, Friday, of really, really good Sloppy Joe and delicious pasta salad, which I know her husband Larry likes a lot. Very good. And that lemon dessert, which can't be beat, which apparently is not too bad in the sugar department. Glenn Koble apparently thought there was a lot of sugar in that, although I don't know how Glenn would know because he's never had any of it. But it's a great, great dessert, and I thank Phyllis for that. And I tell you, Phyllis, it's interesting because I was eating so much of the dessert that on Saturday I had to share it with Jeannie and Angie, because I was going to polish that whole thing off myself. It was just so good. So I thank again Phyllis for the great, great food. Now, I do want to make mention, I saw the Marion Star this morning. Now, I'm never really sure. I don't get the actual newspaper, so I just glance online in the morning and see if there's anything interesting in there. And I do see this morning that one of their main stories is about our friend Jeff Ruth. And I just want to congratulate Jeff. It's one of those Marion made stories. And I believe the headline says something like, "Retirement suits Jeff Ruth just fine," which I thought was kind of odd, because I still think he's doing a show on another station here in Marion, which I believe is trying to do really good broadcasting. So I appreciate that, but I congratulate Jeff. I know he listens to this station. I congratulate Jeff on that. Jeff's a very interesting, nice man. I worked with Jeff for a long time. I've known Jeff for a long time now. And I have always had a good time with Jeff. We've never had a cross word. We've went out to lunch together many, many times. Which, if you've been out to lunch with Jeff, you know that's an experience in and of itself. Because I've never met somebody so skinny who can put away the food like Jeff does, but he's just a really good guy. There are a lot of egomaniacs in the broadcasting business, and I never thought that Jeff really had any kind of ego or anything of that nature, and he really is a great sports broadcaster. I always felt that was exactly his calling, was to do sports. I think that's where he excels the most. So, Jeff, congratulations on the article in the newspaper, and continued success with what you're doing in the radio business. I'll tell you what's funny, though. Every time I see a story in the newspaper, you know, when there are stories written about us, when you see a story like that about Jeff Ruth or anybody else, you know, the funny thing about newspapers are, or is, they only last one day. You know, tomorrow morning, all the newspapers will be pretty much in the garbage can or being recycled, and a new newspaper will be delivered, and whatever was in the news today will be forgotten tomorrow. Whether it's a good news story or a bad news story, it really only lasts about 24 hours. And then it's on to the next thing. Unless you give the River Valley graduation speech and you talk about marriage, then you'll get a longer story. But that's kind of how newspapers have always operated. And maybe why newspaper people really do have to work extra hard, because you've got to come up with a whole new set of stories for the next day. You can't continue to rely on stories from the day before. I wanted to let everybody know I was at McDonald's this morning, and for the first time in probably months, I would say, there was a line at McDonald's this morning, and I'm not sure why. See, I'm getting a little nervous because I know when school's in session, we start to see these lines. Now, I don't think any schools have started yet, but I bet a lot of the teachers are going this week to trainings and getting their classrooms ready to go back to school, and I wonder if that's why the lines at McDonald's are picking up again. They certainly were there again this morning. All right, wanted to talk about all the tickets we gave away last week, and again, I want to thank the people at the Dublin Irish Festival and the Ohio State Fair for all the great tickets they gave us. We had a lot of fun over the last 2 weeks giving away those tickets to those shows. And on Friday night, the Friday night show, we did get a call in from the Willie Nelson show. And I saw a picture, or an article, I guess it was, in Saturday's Columbus Dispatch saying how great the Willie Nelson show was, that he's still out there at 89 years of age and doing great, great shows. And I know quite a few people from our audience ended up going to that show. So is anybody out there who went to that show? Does anybody want to call in and say what the Willie Nelson show was like on Friday? I know here at the station, Sarah won tickets, and she took Judy with her, Judy Smith. And then Glenn, a new listener, hopefully he's still out there this morning. Glenn won some tickets, and I believe he was taking Diane with him, another one of our listeners. And then Trish, who's one of our longtime listeners, who ended up winning tickets with us, had already bought tickets to go to Willie Nelson, also went. So if any of you guys are out there listening this morning, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How did the Willie Nelson concert go on Friday night? And also, I know we sent several people to the Ice Cube concert last Thursday. I don't think we've heard back from any of those people yet. How was the Ice Cube concert on Thursday? I know that was a packed house, from what I understand. So does anybody have a review for us from Ice Cube or Willie Nelson last week, or the Dublin Irish Festival? We gave away some Dublin Irish Festival tickets on Friday as well. Did anybody make it down to the Dublin Irish Festival? How did that go? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Let us know how it was at Willie Nelson. How was it at the Dublin Irish Festival? That's what we want to know. Also, I want to thank everybody who participated in Friday night show. Angie had a soccer game to go to, so it was just me last Friday night. And we pretty much had wall-to-wall calls. And it was a lot of fun because we talked about things really not from Marion's past, to be honest. It was really things coming up in the future. And things that are changing here recently. we got quite a list going last week of things going on in Marion. It all started when somebody called in and wanted to know what was going on out on Route 98 and 309. And by the way, I did drive by that Saturday. They are doing a lot of work out there, plowing up that area. All right, let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Glenn Pistol here.
Oh, Glenn, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. A little sore from all the walking over the weekend, but yeah, the concert was really nice. His boy, you could tell, you know, he sounded a lot like him most of the time. The crowds were crazy.
Now, was it a sellout crowd?
Pretty close, I would say. Yep.
So you had a good time.
Oh yeah.
You know, I saw that article in the Columbus Dispatch on Saturday, and I thought, boy, it must have been a really good concert because they gave him a lot of praise.
Yeah, for being as old as he was, or is.
Now, how did the concert go? Was he up there the entire time?
Well, he come out and he sat down, and yeah, he was playing most of the time there.
Did he do all of his popular songs, like On the Road Again?
Oh, yeah, he did that, and a few others.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. So you had a good time.
Yeah, well, plus we went to the Irish Fest, too, and that was really spectacular.
Really? Tell us about the Dublin Irish Festival. What kind of things go on there?
Well, they had Academy dancers up there. They did really good show. They put on different skits, you know. It was really nice.
Now, they have a lot of good food down there at the Dublin Irish Festival, don't they?
Yeah, I tried a Irish sausage, and that was pretty good.
Good. Now, what is an Irish sausage?
I don't know.
You know, but it was good.
Yeah.
Now, did you have anything good to eat at the State Fair?
Had bratwurst.
Oh, bratwurst. You can't go wrong with the bratwurst.
Yeah.
Well, Glenn, I'm glad you had a good time and a busy weekend, and I'm glad you're listening to us now.
Okay. Well, I'll catch you later on then.
Thanks, Glenn. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Glenn Fissel, one of our new listeners here at WWGH Radio, went to the Willie Nelson concert on Friday and apparently found it to be a really good show. And also enjoyed himself at the Dublin Irish Festival. I always hear good things about the Dublin Irish Festival. It's only about 50 minutes away here from Marion, so, you know, I hope a lot of people take that in. Anybody else this past weekend who went anywhere, the Dublin Irish Festival, or the Willie Nelson concert, or anything else that was going on this past weekend that was a lot of fun, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. We'd love to hear your reviews as well as Glenn's, which we just heard. 740-751-4038. As I was saying last Friday, last week it started with the area, the ground being dug up near Route 98 and 309. People were asking what was going on, and we found out that it's the new SICA building that's being built out there. Now, a question did come up. Is the old SICA building going to be closed, or is this just an addition for the SICA company? If anybody knows that answer, give me a buzz. And we also had a question on Friday night of how are they building on this land that was the old River Valley School District after all the hubbub with the cancer and the leukemia that went on for years out there. How are they able to build on that land and build this new plant? Which I really don't know the answer to. I don't know how that's all shaking out. If anybody knows the answers to either one of those questions, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. The only thing I can say for sure is that they definitely are doing a lot of work out there getting ready for the new SICA plant, plowing up that dirt for sure. We also did learn Friday that the Chicken Shack here in Marion is closed. Apparently the reason being given is high food costs, which we certainly can understand that. We still don't know about Bath and Body Works. We've heard from several people that at the end of their current lease, they might be moving from the mall out by Kohl's. We're still waiting to have that confirmed. Last Friday morning, we were told that the old Sears building there in the Marion Center Mall was going to be turned into a temperature-controlled storage, and that Speedway, which is on the corner of Barks and Delaware Avenue there, would be moving from where they are to the Sears parking lot. Now, we haven't got that confirmed or really even told where that information came from, but that's what we're hearing. Thanks to one of our listeners, Ralph, who last Friday drove out to on Route 4 to the little restaurant out there beyond the... It used to be the batting cages, used to be the super-duper grocery store. If you go down Route 4 past the Moto Mart, it's right there on the corner. That apparently that place will be called the Barbecue or the Chill Out. It's called the Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream. But, you know, already going through the month of August here, being an outside place, I'm not really sure that they're going to get open this year, but maybe that's something for next year. And we also did get confirmation that Hauser Racing has taken over the building out by the House of Hunan that used to be Office Max and Wolf Brothers, you know, out there. It was a grocery store at one point as well. But apparently that is now Hauser Racing. Not really sure what they do in there. Not sure if it's just a storage area or they actually do a work in there. Not really sure, but that's what we've heard. So those are the things we know. So the questions basically that still loom over us, does anybody have a confirmation about Bath & Body Works moving from the south end of town to the east end of town? Does anybody have a confirmation on Sears becoming a temperature-controlled storage? Or that Speedway will be moving from one corner to the other? Does anybody have any confirmation on that? And does anybody know how Sika can be building their new plant out on 98 and 309 when there was so much talk for so many years about the cancer issues with River Valley School and the fact that they are, will they be closing their old plant? I guess are the questions here. Does anybody have any answers or any more light to shed on any of that or just questions in general? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz and we can discuss it. All right. What else is there? We talked about McDonald's. We talked about the Willie Nelson and Ice Cube concert. And again, if anybody went to those or the Dublin Irish Festival and would like to call in and talk about those, feel free to do so. 740-751-4038. And I guess that is pretty much everything I wanted to mention. Although, I do have to say this. This past weekend, I did some, I guess it was some information finding on podcasts. Because as you know, I've been saying for a long time now that there could be a chance that we'll be becoming, well, we'll get back to this in a second. Let's take the phone call first. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I didn't know which number you were at.
I know. I jump around these days.
Well, I called the radio one.
I'll have to check. Yeah, go ahead.
I went by certified, and they filled that hole in where the tanks were, so they didn't put any new ones in, to my knowledge. When I went by, it was getting filled in low, so apparently there's not going to be a station there.
Really? So no more gas station where Certified was on Main Street?
No, they had it partially filled in, and I didn't. I think they only had like one dozer-like thing there. They had taken the other one, and then when I went by with it yesterday, it's level. So so he told me they were just taking them out. So I take it then that that a gas station, they'll probably tear the building down, I imagine. I don't know. It's kind of old to, you know, do anything with that old. If somebody is, they usually tear stuff down and put something new up or
And the building, the house behind it's empty, I guess.
Yeah, that one's empty, but I think it looks like they have done some remodeling on that. I don't know if they put new windows. They had done some stuff, but I thought it was the house next door on the side of them. But the guy, I said, well, I think they're going to tear that house down. He said, well, there's a house in back of it. So, and it's empty. The one beside them is it. It's a nicer house, but the one in back of them, it looks like they put some work on it. So, so I don't know. I just wanted to tell you that it's filled in, and I don't think, unless somebody else comes and digs it up and puts the tanks in, I don't think they'd do that. So.
Well, I just can't imagine. I don't know why Boyd Funeral Home would need more parking, because I have not noticed that there's a big parking issue there, because usually when they have
one day, now the evening, when I go out, and I go that way, used to you'd see, like, some people there all the time of the evening, and I don't see that. And the thing is, where was I going? Was it last Friday? I have to know. One day, I went by there of a day, and they were even parked across, you know, from Tuppy's. There was a lot in that parking lot. And I thought, well, in the paper, there's not that many names. I wonder who died. You know that sometimes they'll draw a lot of people. So I don't know which day it was and who that was for. But of the evening, that's when most people used to see them go, and I don't notice anything there. And that's weird. So
the cars from the funeral home were parked at Tubby's?
No. I guess the church, whoever owns that lot, of people that go to Tubby's park across the street where the Boyd's funeral home people park, too, because Tubby's is hard to get into.
Right.
They don't have that many spaces and to get out. So a lot of them just park across the street if there's very many cars, you know, and that's the way Boyd's does and stuff. But this was like of a day, and there were a lot of cars. They weren't at Tubby's. I don't think he opens till 4 and stuff. But once in a while, you'll see an awful lot of cars there, but mostly you don't.
Well, that's what I wonder. I wonder, I don't know. I just would think that Boyd's would continue to use that parking lot, which they have for years. Then
unless they sold that land, if they sell where they tore that church down, and the people get that lot. See, a lot of people don't want you on it in case there's an accident. They'll get sued. You know, like if Boyd's over there and somehow somebody backs out and hits somebody, well, they're going to sue who owns that property, probably. But now, where they're putting certified, I don't, by the time they do it, it'll give them some spaces, but I don't see where it's going to give them that many spaces either, so.
No, I just wouldn't think there are that many parking spaces that could be created there, even if that house were gone.
Yeah, I would see them maybe trying to buy where that parking lot is, where they already, you know, if they have to, I don't know what they would build there where they tore the church down unless it'd be a house, because the rest of it, a lot of it's parking. I would think they'd try to buy that instead of certified, but I don't know. But well, sometimes there are a lot of cars there at Boyd's, but very seldom. So I don't know who in the last few days there was a lot there.
I don't know. People don't go to funerals quite like they used to. I've noticed that.
Well, it's the COVID, too. A lot of them will say graveside, see. And that's, you know, they won't have it, you know, like at Boyd's. They'll just do it at the graveside.
Well, I know cost stuff, is also becoming a thing. I know a lot of people have went for cremation just simply for the idea that it costs less.
Yeah, because my cousin, her daughter died a few years ago, and I had so much put back, and she wouldn't even cover one. She said, no, it costs us about $12,000, and it's like, you gotta be kidding me. So,
yeah, it is unbelievable what it costs these days to go through the burial process.
Yes, so, and stuff, but I'm pretty sure that there's not going to be a gas station there. They would have went ahead and covered it and then put the tanks in or something. It was very hard to get in and out of.
Well, it's interesting, you know, to me, because that gas station had been there for a long, long time. And I always thought it was very busy for people in that neighborhood who would come down to the, you know, they had potato chips and pop and stuff in there you could buy. And it always seemed to be busy for people who on foot would walk down there. So I was kind of surprised that they would go out.
Yeah, because I would stop there sometimes and get gas when I was going out to mow. But when you go on Columbia Street, it's hard to get out. But if you go there on, what is it, Main Street, it's easier to get out. And then if you're going, it's just hard to one way because cars are trying to come in and get the gas, and you're trying to go out, and it's a problem. And then if you go out towards Main Street, it's a little better. But it was always a hassle for me that I hardly stopped there.
Well, hopefully.
And they only had the two pumps. They only had two pumps. And if you get four cars in there, you're half out in the road probably waiting because there's a sidewalk there to get in. And it was just not ideal for a gas station.
Yeah, it's different. I guess we'll find out in the weeks to come what's going on there.
Yeah, they should put in the paper if somebody buys it or something, I would think. But haven't noticed anything, so.
Well, that's what I was saying. If Boyd Funeral Home would have bought it, I think they would have bought it before the tanks were taken out. Because now, if the purchase has not been completed, somebody else could come in there and buy it. So I don't know. I really don't know what's going on there.
Well, I don't think somebody would put like a little gift place there. Otherwise, I think the buildings will come down because it's too old. People don't bother with those old buildings. They just tear them down. And
well, it's in
stuff.
A good location.
I have a bunch of papers I'm going to put out at the radio station. I got several, so.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for the information.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Yeah, that certified on Main Street was our other question last week. Apparently, they have filled in where the pumps were. And what's going to happen there? Nobody really knows. I don't think anybody has seen any property transfers in the newspaper who are out there looking. And apparently, the house behind it is empty as well. There was a lot of talk, I guess we would call it gossip, that maybe Boyd Funeral Home would be using it for a parking lot, but we don't have that confirmed at this point either. So if anybody knows anything, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Not at the studio today, at the home location, so give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. All right, we just got an email here from one of our listeners out there, Linda. She lives out in that area, and she drives by that area every day. Yesterday, there was a big open sign, and there were quite a few people eating at the outside tables. I sure hope they are successful, need business in the South End. Well, Linda, thank you for that information. Well, apparently, this place out on Route 4, just beyond the Moto Mart, and whatever you call that building, it used to be Super Duper Grocery Store. It was batting cages at one point. I believe there's a plumbing company in there now. But right behind it, there is that little restaurant area with picnic tables outside. And apparently yesterday, there was a big open sign out there and people eating outside on the tables. And apparently the name of it is Chill Out. Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream. So has anybody been out there now since they're open? Has anybody enjoyed that area? Thank you, Linda, for the information there. I don't know. I don't go out that way very often because I don't live on that side of town, but I guess they are open and are going to be open before the winter months. I don't know how that will work when September and October come in, when it gets kind of chilly, but who knows? And I'm still wondering, what kind of barbecue is it? What kind of ice cream? New businesses, we always wish them well, especially if they are local businesses. 740-751-4038. Oh, I also did learn over the weekend something interesting. This is where I was going with becoming a digital station. I was doing some research over the weekend on podcasts and things you can do with a digital station that you cannot do with a station over the airwaves. And there, you know, there are a lot of positive things, is how I will put that. And I understand there are negatives, but there are also positives, but I guess that's such with everything in life. And I also did learn over the weekend that if you have a Fire Stick, you can also listen to us on that Fire Stick. It has the TuneIn app, which is free. It's just one of the apps. And you you download that app and you search WWGH and you can listen to us just like you're listening on the radio. So as I always say, if one morning we are no longer on the air, we are on the internet. So tune us in because nothing will change. The shows will still be done at the same times. The phone lines will still be open as they always have been. The local news, weather, and obituaries will still be there. So you can get us on your smartphone. You can get us on your tablet. You can get us on your laptop. You can get us on your Alexa or your Google Dot or anything. Just download the TuneIn app and search WWGH or go to the website, WWGH1071.com. And we're streaming live there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But I did want to say that I do know you can get it on the Fire Stick now. You can listen to us just like you do on a radio. Okay. What else is there to talk about here this morning? Well, okay, and again, if anybody went to Willie Nelson or Ice Cube or the Dublin Irish Festival, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. Or if anybody has anything to say on all these topics, changes in Marion business, give us a call on that as well. But apparently the Chill Out Barbecue and Ice Cream place on Route 4 is open. So good luck to them, and we'll see how that all shakes out in the end. Apparently, according to our friend out there, Linda, there were a lot of people there yesterday. So that's kind of nice to know. Can anybody confirm what's going on with Certified on Main Street? Or have you heard that Bath & Body Works is moving from the mall to the Kohl's area? Any news on possibly the temperature-controlled storage unit in the old Sears building? Or the fact that Speedway might be moving across the street? Or does anybody know how Sika is building out on 98 and 309 after all the River Valley cancer talk that went on years ago? I'm not sure how that's all happening. Or we were also looking for the answer to the question, are they going to close the old Sika plant, or the current Sika plant, I guess we would say, here in Marion? Does anybody have any thoughts on any of that? 740-751-4038. The phone lines are open. Now, I do want to remind everybody that we did have a change in schedule last week, so Voice of a People with Linda Sims will not be on today. The new permanent home of Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be Wednesday mornings from 10 until 12 and Thursday. So Voice of a People with Linda Sims will now be on every Wednesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right after this show on Wednesday and Thursday. So don't miss Linda every Wednesday and Thursday. And also now, the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on Wednesday and Thursday from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Every Wednesday and Thursday. So that is the new schedule here at WWGH Radio. Although, I believe there is going to be a mid-morning coffee break show with Adam Lepp following this show this morning at 10:15. So you'll have to listen to that. All kinds of new stuff going on here at WWGH Radio. And, you know, it's fun to change. It's fun to see how things go when you shake up the schedule. Everybody needs a little bit of change in their life. Can you believe this? 46 minutes past the hour, and it's still cloudy. 73 degrees and cloudy here in the month of August. Isn't that something? All right. is anybody else like me? Do they think this has just been a terrible last 2 months of summer weather-wise? I mean, I know we have bursts of sun and heat and things like that, but the humidity has just been awful, and the rain and the darkness every day. I just don't know what's driving that this year. I don't watch the local weather a whole lot. Are any of our Columbus weather people having any explanation for why the weather is the way it is? Let us know, 740-751-4038. Now, last night I was watching this show, and it gave me an idea to talk about something this morning, 47 minutes past the hour here. We talk a lot on this show about old sayings that people don't really use anymore, or how to say certain words like aunt and aunt and things like that. Now, here are some old sayings that I got a copy of old sayings. Now, what I want you to do, I want you, when I say the old saying, I want you to let me know if you think the saying is true or false. Is it something that is true, or is it something that we just say to say? Or does anybody know what it means? Well, let's start here. We'll start with one and see how this goes. Nice guys finish last. Now, that's a saying. I think people still say that saying. I don't think that saying has gone away. But do you think that's true? Do nice guys finish last? And what do you think that saying really means? Does it say the nicer you are, the more chance you have to be taken advantage of? Nice guys finish last. Is that true in your experience in life? Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. You know, I did not want to get out of bed either this morning. Maybe nobody else wanted to get out of bed this morning either. Nice guys finish last. Do you find that to be a true saying or a false saying? Here's another one. Now, this one, honestly, I don't even know if I've heard this one. The light that burns twice as bright burns half as long. Now, what does that mean? How would you use that in a sentence? I honestly have to say, I have no idea what that means. The light that burns twice as bright burns half as long. Any ideas? Give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. Apparently nobody has any opinions on these old sayings. Now, I've heard this one. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Now, I've heard early to bed, early to rise, but the second part of it, I've never really heard a whole lot of people add that. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Now, have you found that to be true? There is a lot of discussion in life about people who sleep really late in the day. Go to bed late, sleep really late, that maybe they're not as productive as people who get up early. Has anybody else ever found that to be true? Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Well, is there anybody who gets up early who has earned wealth from it? When you smile, the whole world smiles with you. Well, I've heard that one, but I don't necessarily know that that is true. But is that, I don't know. Is that more metaphorically, when the whole world smiles, when you smile, the whole world smiles with you? Is that more of a metaphor? I don't know. That's kind of a strange one. But I've heard it. I've heard it brought up by a lot of people. Money can't buy happiness. Well, we've all heard that one before, I think. Do you think that's true? Money can't buy happiness? Seems like everybody wants money. And in the times we're living in now, it seems like money is a very high commodity. Do you think money can't buy happiness? Does anybody have any thoughts on any of this? Give me a buzz. Let me know you're out there. 740-751-4038. Or does anybody have a saying they would like to add? I know a lot of people have a lot of funny sayings. Like I say, since who flung the chung? That hasn't happened since who flung the chung. That's one of the ones I say a lot. I don't know if people know what that means. But there it is. What are the sayings you use in life? I guess these would be called colloquialisms, really, is what they are. Nice guys finish last. The light that burns twice as bright burns half as long. Now, what does that one mean? That one I don't get. The light that burns twice as bright burns half as long. 740-751-4038. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. When you smile, the whole world smiles with you. Money can't buy happiness. Now we hear this one a lot. Sleep on it. Sleep on it. Yep. I don't know that ever helps. Has sleeping on something ever helped you solve a problem that maybe you needed to have solved? Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is not about your contest. Scott, I want to give you a report on the Marion Star.
Oh, go ahead.
Jeff Bruce made the top half of the Marion Star.
Oh, that's great. Good for him.
Got a big picture of him and so on and so forth, and telling about his, since he's retired and so forth. That's one. Also, if you're interested, the restaurant inspections is in. That takes up quite a bit of place. And then also, apparently the commissioner's got a drop of a chunk of money that they're distributing around. So it's well worth your money if you want to spend a dollar and a half for a single copy and read.
So it's a good newspaper today.
Yes.
Now, pardon me? Here's what I don't understand. I like the article that Jeff's in there, but I did not think that Jeff had retired.
No, and it does say that he's on another station, whatever, 104.7 or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it doesn't help by retire. It's just kind of what he did, and being the peanut push, and him and his son traveling and so forth. But it's got a nice big picture of him, and it's very nice. So I just wanted to share.
Well, good. I haven't read that article yet, but I'll have to take a look at it.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. You know, I just thought the headline was a little confusing because I know Jeff still does things, but I think the highlight or the headline says retirement suits Jeff Ruth, which is a. You know, I was told a long time ago that really all people read is the headline, that most people do not read the story, so if you read that, you would think Jeff was retired, which I really don't think he is at this point. Maybe you'd call that semi-retired. Any thoughts? 740-751-4038. Well, apparently the newspaper today has the health inspections. They have the story on Jeff Ruth above the fold. And apparently the commissioners got a good portion of money. I wonder what they got the money for. What's the money all about with the commissioners? Now I'm curious. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Hey, good morning, Scott.
Hey.
I think that, from what I recall, that expression about the light that burns brighter, you know, burns half as long, I think that refers back to when they used limelight in the theaters. It was a brighter light, but unlike like a kerosene lamp or something like that, it because it was so bright, it burned faster and didn't last as long as what the kerosene lamps did that they used before.
Now, as far as, because I think these are all in the metaphoric sense, what does that
right.
mean in regard to life, I guess, is the...
I don't know. I don't know personally whether it has anything to do with that or not. Maybe it does, but that is just what I'd heard in the past, that it had something to do with when they used to use limelight in the theaters to light up the stage. That it was a nice bright light, but it only lasted half as long as what a kerosene lamp would last.
Oh, so that's interesting.
I don't know. The other thing I wanted to mention, I watched that Sunday morning, that CBS Sunday morning show quite a bit. Yesterday morning, they had a piece on there about climate and climate change and climate control and all those types of things. And I thought that was pretty interesting, you know, in talking about how much the humidity is up and the heat and all that. They were saying scientists have determined that if things continue on the way they are without any additional changes, you know, like doing away with natural fossil fuels and using more wind power and sun power, that if things continue the way they are with no further changes, that by the year 2121, and I don't know how they do this, but this is their calculations, by 2121, places like New York City will have the climate of, for instance, South Carolina. And a lot of the South will be basically too hot to live in, so there'll be a big migration of people. And if the polar caps have totally melted by then, the sea level, for instance, on the East Coast, will be up to the elbow of the Statue of Liberty, where she's holding the torch.
And this will happen how soon?
2121. Another 100 years, basically, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, am I the only one who notices that since, and I only correlate it with the beginning of the fair, but that July and August have been some of the most, I don't ever remember July and August having this much rain, this being this overcast so often, and being this humid. I mean, usually allergy season is pretty well winding down, but it's not because we're still getting lots of rain.
No. And again, if you take a look at the western states with the horrific drought, I mean, Lake Mead's down 175 feet. 175 feet, that's almost unbelievable that the water level could be that low. You know, we're getting the rain in this part of the country, but they're getting nothing in these horrific forest fires that are occurring out there. And then this morning on the news, they were talking about now there's climate migration. People are starting to move from these areas of the country because of the situations that they find themselves in with the, you know, with the forest fires and the horrific floods like in Kentucky that they just experienced last week. I don't know. It's crazy.
It really is. Well, hey, thanks for the information. That's fascinating.
Yeah. Take care.
Thanks, Fred. Bye-bye. And, Fred, we're going to break here, but I did give Linda your phone number. I hope Linda reached out to you because we definitely want to keep Fred in the fold now that Glenn has sort of semi-retired. I think semi-retired is a way to put that, but I did give Linda Fred's phone number last week, so hopefully Linda will reach out, and those two can get together and do a show once a month, as Fred used to do with Charlie, and now used to do with Glenn, and hopefully we'll do with Linda now, because Linda, I believe, is a lifelong Marion resident, and Linda's a lot of fun, and I think that would be a great, great show. All right, stick with us. We're coming up on the break here, and we're going to come back a little bit after the 9 o'clock hour and talk some more. So get your dialing fingers ready. Be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play